Shortcut to Heaven. This is Dr. Herbert L. Bareilly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today, Shortcut to Heaven. Well, Dr. Stephen Stressley and Reverend Herbert Marty are two very exceptional people. And Herbert Marty worked on the high road. You take the low road, I'll take the high road, and I'll be in Scotland before you. Well, Herbert worked on the high road. He worked on the road that always led to the top of the mountain, that led up the hill, that led to symbols of glorious renown. And Stephen Stressley, he worked in the valley, and he worked through the valley, making a path through the forested valley, opening it up to pathways for people to walk in meditation. But between the two paths, between the two work areas or meditation paths, they had the shortcut to heaven. And from Stephen's point of view, it, the sign said shortcut to heaven and looked up. And from Herbert's point of view, it said shortcut to heaven and he looked down. Now, heaven is everywhere, isn't it? Well, these two fellows, they found the shortcut to heaven was right within them. And for days, in fact, for 3 months, they worked out there, making those paths into something beautiful and glorious and refined. They defined the shortcut to heaven by their love. They defined the shortcut to heaven by the feeling that all is in divine order and all is beautiful. Both of them did what might be termed the impossible. Herbert was more of the creative person, bringing about many different aspects of life into his pathway to tell the story that he wanted to tell of the shortcut to heaven. And Stephen, he with his laborious work of chopping his way through the forested undergrowth of the valley, he had a problem. And his problem was, he kept listening within. Now you say, that surely shouldn't be a problem. Well, no. He didn't always listen. He listened within. He heard this voices within him. And one time, a voice said to him, Stephen? And he said, yeah. He said, come up here. And he looked around, and he didn't see anybody. And he sort of ignored it. And again, the voice called several times. And finally, he climbed up the face of the rock that was next to him, as though he were some great rock scaler going straight up into heaven. And there, at the top of the rock, was a little split in the rock. And a lovely little plant was growing and weaving in the breeze. And Stephen was sure that the plant spoke to him and said, hi, I love you. And Stephen would go out every day, as he would go for a walk on his path and as he would work on his path. And he'd always stop by this lovely little flower. And every day the flower grew more and more beautiful. And every day the flower had a story to tell Stephen. How wonderful he was. How glorious he was. What a magic man he was. And how his life was just beginning to unfold the glory and magic and the wonder that he is. Yes, he had that shortcut to heaven right straight up that rock wall that was facing him, but that didn't daunt him. And Herbert Marty, while he was working on his shortcut to heaven, he went on up the mountain, the side of the mountain, and all of a sudden, he decided to make a turn in the path, and that turn in the path took him almost to a vertical climb of 600-800 feet, straight up. And it didn't bother him. He just put one hand over the other, one foot over the other, and he climbed up there. And then he had the nerve to name that a path, a shortcut to heaven, much like Stephen's. For Herbert, there was no task at all. For Herbert working outdoors with the pick and the shovel and the things that he did to make his path so perfect, as he did these things, He became stronger and stronger of body, beautiful tan, beautiful strengthened in heart and every other way. And so for him to sort of slither up that mountain as though he were some billy goat or some creature that had no trouble with heights at all, he just went right on up. And when he got to the top, he was on this barren plateau that was nothing. And he had to make a path across that plateau so people could see where it continued on the top of the mountain. And so he picked up stones from here and there and here and there, and he made a pathway across this tremendous rock granite structure there that was at least still maybe 1,000 feet long. And the path was very well defined by the time he finished. And he delighted in the work that he did because it showed him that everything was possible for him. That as he walked the shortcut to heaven, he made sure that he knew every inch of the journey and that he was master of every inch of the journey. And also, because he worked so hard, as did Stefan and all the rest of the people who were attending the School of the Master for the 3-month period up here in Campo. Each one was as strong as could be. Each one worked with their axes and their shovels and their picks, and each one had a brown body, and each one was strong, and each one knew the stairway to heaven. Each one knew the shortcut to heaven, and they followed it very beautifully. To this day, as you walk the paths that they created, some of the paths have changed with the rain and the wind and the weather, but basically they're all the same, and they're leading on that shortcut to heaven that each of these monks who came to campus for these 3 months and decided to make the shortcut to heaven the most definite, positive, wonderful journey that they had ever imagined for themselves in their entire life. You too can come and enjoy it, if such is your pleasure, because all of these meditation paths, all these meditation paths that these, what were there, 19 people who were at the School of the Master, all the pathways that they made, and see them, and enjoy them, and live them, for they surely are wonderful, and they surely are significant, and they're filled with all of the wonderful. So, I touched the stop button before I had stopped. I was just about ready to stop. So, on the shortcut to heaven, know that you're welcome to come and walk these shortcuts to heaven and let them be an introduction to you of how another found the path important to them. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.